Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there are real questions that we will get to later about whether it is a good strategy for President Trump to be warning people that the election of 2024 is rigged. Will it encourage Republicans to come out and vote for a return trip to the White House for Donald J. Trump? Or will it simply lead people to believe that it's such so hopelessly rigged, it's so hopelessly stolen already by Democrats, as President Trump suggests is happening, that Republicans will be less likely to turn out? There's a piece at Wall Street Journal that raises that question. And then another big question, Trump is desperate to find somebody to pay his bond. What happens if he can't secure a bond for his $464 million civil fraud judgment? Those questions are addressed by A.B. Stoddard, who rejoins us on the show. She is a columnist at The Bulwark. Previously, she was associate editor and a columnist for Real Clear Politics. So a lot of people are confused about this. Trump can't use campaign contributions, can he, to help pay his bond?
No, as I understand it, Michael, Trump is using his campaign contributions to pay his lawyers, but he can't pay his court judgments from his political donations. So he's scrambling to try to find some help so that he doesn't have to start, I guess, buying properties.
And is that what happens? I mean, ABC News is asking the question what he's going to do. If no one steps forward with a bond to secure the $464 million civil fraud judgment, what about he claims he has $400 million in cash, right?
Well, Michael, as you know, because we've spoken so many times, I don't believe a word he says. So is it possible at the last minute a creative solution is arrived at by him calling in a favor with someone beyond the 30 companies that have already turned him down to cover a bond? I think that could happen. Something, selling off some properties combined with some aid. I don't know that he has $400 million in cash, and I think that he's because his sons admitted in 07 or 08 that they get most of their money from the Russians. I'm not comfortable with the idea that he's running around, you know, desperately in need of money. The whole thing is incredibly unnerving, but I think he'll probably come up with some plan by Monday that, you know, we can't sit here and conjure up right now. But I don't, if he was that liquid and had piles of cash sitting around, he wouldn't be running around scrambling for people. People wouldn't have, A, turned him down, and he wouldn't be this close to the deadline, I don't think.
Do you think that these problems and even the possibility of getting money, you mentioned Russians before, but from Saudis or Emiratis having some foreign interest that was providing the money with the assumption that he's going to be elected president. That would not be illegal. Would it harm his presidential quest?
So that's what's so interesting. I think it's a huge threat to national security. I think that Donald Trump is a rolling threat to national security. The idea that he's part of his income now comes from the Saudis is very concerning. But the American people do not seem to care about that. It does not register. So I don't think that if he ends up taking, if he gets some foreign backing right now, it'll greatly concern people like me, but I don't know that that would impact his campaign. I think it would impact his second term, but I don't know that it really is a problem for him between now and November. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope that I am. I really don't think that we should have a president who's indebted to a foreign nation, which he basically already could be. He's really been helped since in his post-presidency when his brand took a hit by the Saudis through the LIV Golf tournament arrangement, which is concerning, given the fact that he's trying to be president again. So I won't be surprised if people, if the foreign government bails them out, and I won't be surprised if the voters don't care.
The over at the Daily Beast, they have a big report, Marco Rubio gaining traction as potential Trump veep pick. Do you think that Senator Rubio would accept that? Do you think that President Trump would be serious about selecting Marco Rubio?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that it's not at all out of the question, because I think Trump is pretty keen at knowing how to sort of shore up his liabilities. I don't think he'd ever pick someone, you know, very controversial in the vein of like Tulsi Gabbard or Marjorie Taylor Greene or something to be his VP, or even Carrie Lake for that matter. I think he's going to go with someone who shores up his vulnerabilities, and so Marco Rubio would present, you know, this young, smart, capable, solid man of experience from the Senate Intelligence Committee, you know, as VP. That said, you know, it's hard to get into the sort of four-dimensional chess that he likes to play. Marco Rubio, you know, he teased out Mitt Romney as Central Secretary of State. Made him, you know, come to dinner and whatever, drew him in, because apparently when you're asked by a president-elect or a future president to be in their cabinet or on the ticket, you're so deeply honored you go through the motions. And then, you know, it's up to Trump to embarrass Marco Rubio and not pick him. Marco Rubio was obviously once a huge Trump critic, ran against him, has come around to be supportive, but they have deep differences on things like Ukraine, and unless Marco Rubio is willing to throw that away, which I think, you know, he's probably started to, but that would be interesting. Marco Rubio is one of the people who helped pass a bill in the fall to stop a future president from withdrawing from NATO without like two-thirds vote in the Congress. So I don't know where that goes in terms of their differences, their remaining differences. But obviously, Marco Rubio is a huge supporter, and so it would be an honor to be chosen.
Well, of course, he would say that. You wrote a piece in February, Bright Spots in a Bleak February. How is March looking? Similarly bleak?
I'm still very concerned, Michael, about Ukraine. I think that we haven't answered the world watch, the leaders of the free world at the Munich Security Conference in mid-February a month ago asked the question whether the U.S. would abandon Ukraine, and we haven't answered that question. They are really, they're beyond running out of time. And I think it's devastating that we would let an ally and a sovereign nation has been invaded by Vladimir Putin, basically perish. And it's deeply concerning to me that that hasn't been resolved. There are some other things that I think are interesting. That I think it's interesting the impeachment effort in the House has pretty much come to an end. I think it's great that the Speaker is willing to not shut the government down and have Democratic votes to keep the government open. I think that's a positive sign of pragmatism between the functioning government. But I think the Ukraine question still remains really a huge urgent matter.
The most recent clips and columns by A.B. Stoddard are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. I know you have to run. She is a columnist at The Bulwark and always a rich source of perspective and context for the issues we face. What about drug criminalization or decriminalization? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The Michael Medved Show, a number of Republicans have attacked the party leadership and attacked Speaker of the House Mike Johnson because the full text of the 1,012-page minibus spending bill was released around 2:30 a.m. this morning, and that doesn't leave you a great deal of time to go over it. But considering the alternatives are so sparse and so scary, really, the actual idea of the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Education, the Department of Health and Human Services, all having no funding because Congress has been unable to do its job, that is something actually to be considered. I'll tell you something else you should consider is our special super spring sale. How about that? That's four S's. Special Super Spring Sale. You get 50% off for a MedHead membership, either a MedHead Plus membership, and this brings the cost down for a basic MedHead membership, which gives you access to download at your discretion anytime you want. You get access to the podcast version of this show without commercial interruption, and access to more of our history programs, and much more, all at 50% off, which comes to a few dollars a month, and a very few. So check it out at michaelmedved.com. It's a spring sale to celebrate because of leap year. The official first day of spring was a couple of days ago, but today, March 21st, a great day to go to michaelmedved.com. And also check us out at Substack. I did a column last night that I think is very important. It has to do with when President Trump said that people who vote Democratic must hate Israel and must really hate their own Jewish religion, that any Jewish person who votes Democratic. We have a response to that, which basically just says you can't win a voter's support by insulting his grandmother. And that context is worth encountering and reading. That's brand new at michaelmedved.substack.com. All right, there is a group of over 100 migrants, and where the photographs and visuals are just stunning. The video has been going viral. A group of over 100 migrants attempting to enter the U.S. illegally rushed a border wall Thursday, breaking through razor wire and knocking over guards in the process. The reporters witnessed around 600 migrants amassed at the international border who the Texas National Guard were attempting to push back in small groups amid a spring surge of migrants arriving to the southern border, hoping to get asylum in the U.S. Look, this is a disastrous situation, and especially with the ongoing fight between the federal government and the Texas state government. With all of that going on and no definitive decision by the appellate court, and the Supreme Court having basically punted on this issue, the issue about whether the Texas law allowing police, and in fact encouraging police, to pick up unauthorized immigrants who have crossed into this country, this issue will not continue to be so open and pressing and disgraceful, really, for the country. It is impossible that President Biden can survive as a viable candidate unless there is a more adequate... adequate is all best you can hope for, I guess. a more adequate dealing with this particular issue. There's also, we have a moment to play Congressman Swalwell trying to tell his colleagues on the Republican side that the impeachment of Joe Biden, that is over. Here is what Congressman Swalwell of California, Democrat, had to say. Clip
Fox
8.
Fox News isn't even carrying this today. In fact, one of their anchors, as they broke away 10 minutes in, said, this is the same hearing over and over and over. At what point are you going to fish or cut bait? So I just have to tell you, it's over. Impeachment's over. Dunzo. Bye-bye. Rigor mortis. Lights out. Curtain drop. Mic drop. Peace. Adios. Sayonara. Au revoir. Or a language that you all understand. Doi sit danya. Did I say that right, Mr. Parnas?
Yes.
I dare you impeach, but you won't, because you don't have the evidence. And because you don't have the evidence, you don't have the votes. Guys, it's dead. And so I'm here to pronounce the time of death. 5:16.
Well, again, clearly for people who have worked very hard on this impeachment, they don't want it to be dead. And in fact, James Comer, the chair of the Oversight Committee, said he would be inviting Biden, that's Joe Biden, not Hunter or Jim, but inviting Joe Biden to testify. In the coming days, I'll invite President Biden to explain why his family received tens of millions of dollars from foreign companies with his assistance. What do you think the chances are of Joe Biden actually agreeing to that testimony? They probably are about as large as the chances that he would actually be removed from office by a vote in the Senate. Senate that is controlled at least temporarily until the election in November by Democrats. Meanwhile, why did Oregon's drug criminalization fail so miserably? Answer, according to a scholar who's looked at it, that they don't understand the nature, they didn't understand the nature of addiction. We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. An immigration riot is unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Accounts indicate that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. Footage shows a number of migrants engaging in altercations with soldiers. The incident coincides with the ongoing struggles of border states amidst the immigration crisis. New York Attorney General Letitia James is suggesting Donald Trump pay cash for his $450 million civil fraud penalty. Wednesday, she told the appellate court that the former president has failed to explore all his options for meeting that obligation. History may repeat itself as a Republican leader plans to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson stated on CNBC's Squawk Box on Thursday that he would love for the Prime Minister to speak before a joint session of Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back in 2020, the state of Oregon passed a measure, 59% of the vote, in a public vote on what was called Measure 110, which meant that possessing hard drugs, even some of the most dangerous drugs around, would no longer be a crime. It would be decriminalized. And that was supposed to be enlightened, and it would deal with the problems of drug abuse and addiction. Well, it didn't. Didn't work. It is now on the process of being erased from the history books and from the law books. So what did they get wrong about addiction? Because Keith Humphreys says very clearly, and he is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Stanford, and he's the author of a book, Addiction, A Very Short History. He also has a new piece in Atlantic Magazine, A Very Short Introduction. And he is also the author of a piece, co-author of a piece that just appeared in Atlantic, about what went wrong with decriminalization policy in Oregon. Professor Humphreys, thank you for joining us on the show.
Really good to talk to you again.
It was great to be talking to you about an issue that won't go away. The decriminalization didn't make the situation better in Oregon. What did it actually accomplish?
Very little, I'm afraid. You know, as we try to explain in the piece, they didn't think realistically about what it's like to be addicted and how potent drugs like fentanyl and methamphetamine are. So the initiative had a faith that if you decriminalized and destigmatized and just accepted the use of these drugs, people would spontaneously come in and say, I want help getting off them. But that didn't happen at all. There was no real reason for them to do that. I mean, so they continued using the drugs. They had a ticketing scheme, which they thought was going to work, where, you know, let's say a police officer found somebody using fentanyl on a park bench, you could write them a ticket for $100 and then say, you know, but you don't have to pay it as long as you call this toll-free number and then you'll get some health services. And 96% of people got that ticket simply threw it away, for which there was no consequence. And it's amazing that anyone thought that would make a difference. I mean, you have people who have lost their homes, their families, their health, their self-respect, and then a $100 ticket is going to have them say, oh, wow, well, that's it. Now I've really learned my lesson here. That's $100 right there. I'm going to change my behavior, right? And, you know, that's crazy. And anyone who's taking care of people who are addicted knows that is crazy. But people designing this didn't take that into account. So what happened was they hired all these people to answer the phone. Nobody called. And The Economist magazine worked out that they were spending $7,000 per phone call because the staff was mostly just sitting on their hands because not a single person was paying attention to these tickets. And, you know, that was, you know, just an enormous design flaw that, you know, is not the only reason it failed, but it's a big reason that it failed.
It seems to me that one of the points that you make in your piece in The Atlantic is that it is not necessarily true that everyone who suffers from addiction wants desperately to cure that addiction, that people find some kind of gratification and need filled by continued addiction, and the assumption that they want desperately to get the government to help them get cured is simply not based on reality.
No, it isn't. I mean, you could contrast it. Think condition like chronic pain. Chronic pain is really an awful thing to go through all day long, 24/7. And people who are in chronic pain will, you know, crawl through broken glass to get treatment. They would so like to not have this condition anymore. But addiction, you know, even as it's life, you are using drugs that feel incredibly good in the short term. That is why people use them. And so people are typically ambivalent about giving that up in a way they are not ambivalent about giving up chronic pain. So as a result, why do people come to addiction treatment? Well, over 9 of 10 cases, they're there because somebody is pressuring them. You know, maybe it's the spouse saying, you either stop using drugs or I'm taking the kids and I'm moving out. Or the boss says, you show up drunk to work one more time and you're fired. Or the doctor says, you keep doing this, you will be dead in a year. Or a judge says, you know, this is your third arrest for intoxicated driving or breaking into somebody's house. You have to either go to treatment or go to jail. That is the norm. And we don't see that with other conditions because normally people will happily come in because they want to be rid of those conditions.
So what are they returning to the status quo ante, to what existed before 2020 in Oregon, or are they making some adjustments in the former illegality of these dangerous drugs?
So they're making an important change, and this is something that Measure 110 got right, which was Oregon had a very lousy treatment system. You know, in surveys of accessibility, it was routinely, you know, 50th in the nation out of 50 on how accessible was addiction treatment. Measure 110 envisioned expanding that system and allocated some money for it, but they managed the money so badly that none of it, you know, it made any difference. But now they have a different, more competent group in charge. There's $260 million allocated to build up the Oregon's treatment system, which they desperately need. So that will be different. The second thing is some people have characterized reversing Measure 110 is now everyone's going to be thrown into prison. That's absolutely wrong. It's impossible under Oregon law, even before Measure 110, to go to a prison simply for drug possession. You may go to jail for a few days. But the focus is going to be on drug courts, on diversion programs, you're using the pressure of the criminal justice system to try to get that person to change their behavior. You're not doing it because you want to incarcerate them. In fact, you actually would prefer not to. So it's going to be that kind of system It will be a lot of work. You're not going to undo this in, you know, a long weekend or anything like that. But I think there's a lot better chance of working than what they have been doing.
And what they have been doing has had what result in terms of death and injury and incapacitation and all of the negatives of addiction?
So the tension heavily in the media has been understandably on the overdose death rate, which went up over 40% the first year of Measure 110, and at this moment is going up faster than any state in the entire country. But I notice, and I go to Oregon, a lot of collaborators up there, I would say a lot more people in Oregon are influenced by just the state of neighborhoods. So the amount of people you'd see folded over a garbage can on a public street because they're doing the fentanyl fold because they're so high, or sleeping in doorways, or using a bathroom out in a public park while intoxicated. All those kinds of things have gotten a lot worse. And I think that is what most people are responding to. I don't think the average person is an epidemiologist who sits at home and, you know, looks up the CDC overdose rate. They're seeing, like, what do I see in the street? Is it safe? Is it unsafe? Is this place getting better? Is it getting worse? And I think that was the main reason why the voters turned so quickly on this. Because, as you mentioned, it was popular when it passed. It was very popular not long ago, you know, 59% of the vote. And then, you know, polls taken of voters, in the last few months showed that two-thirds of them wanted some or all of it repealed. And that really attests to how fast things decayed.
Do you think that the rest of the country is paying proper attention to Oregon? Let us hope so. And they can pay attention to your book, Addiction, A Very Short Introduction, and to your article, Why Oregon's Drug Decriminalization Failed, in Atlantic Magazine. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back, and thank you, Professor Humphreys, for your good work. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Michael Medved Show, don't forget to take advantage of our super special spring sale. 50% off on either plan, either the Medhead Plus. This is good for first year only, 50% off, or the Medhead Basic subscription, which amounts to about $3 a month. It's actually less than that. It's about $2.50 a month. And that gives you commercial-free, on-demand access to the Michael Medved Radio Show podcast and In the Light of History podcast, commentaries, Call of the Week, movie reviews, and discounts at the Medved History Store. You can sign up with a special super spring sale, half price, and join us as a Medhead member or Medhead Plus, which also gives you free access to any of the history programs, literally hundreds of hours of programming at the Medved History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com, use the code word Medhead. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is touring the country, trying to campaign, trying to close the gap that shows him running behind Donald Trump, not by substantial amounts, but by consistent amounts in all of the crucial seven swing states that will decide the election. He had this to say, which is kind of alarming and sad, but he had this to say to Latino voters, clip six.
This election is not a referendum on me. It's an election between me and a guy named Trump. And this is a guy who... Who's the way he talks about the Latino community is, well, in 2016 he called Latinos criminal, drug dealers, and rapists when he came down an escalator. Now he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. You're the reason why, in large part, I beat Donald Trump. I need you. I need you badly.
And the fact is that he is not getting the support that he needs. not at the moment, to win this election in the crucial key swing states. States like Arizona and like Nevada, with a very substantial Latino populations, but Latinos are the biggest minority group in the country. And Martha McCallum was speaking on Fox News about Trump actually leading among Latino voters. Clip 5.
President Biden telling Latino voters, I need your help desperately. He is trailing former President Trump by 6 among Latinos. These kinds of numbers are unheard of in Republican versus Democrat politics. So the president is about to speak in Phoenix. It's part of a 3-state swing tour to court Latino voters, at least in part. He is also hitting Nevada. He will also go to Texas.
Texas, not a swing state, but there is a hot Senate race there and more. Joe Biden, speaking of Trump, had this to say, which I'm not sure is going to work for him politically. But here is President Biden, clip 4.
He separated kids and parents at the border, then kids and children. Planning mass deportations of literally several million people who are here in this country. Several million people who want to end birthright citizenship. Now, this guy despises Latinos. I understand Latino values.
Okay, the fact is that President Biden may not understand Latino values as much as he thinks. Because one of the fascinating things about people who've looked at public opinion in the Latino community, first of all, the majority of Latinos are not immigrants. They're people who were born here in the United States. And they don't necessarily support the left-wing view of immigration policy. And even issues like birthright citizenship, first of all, it's in the Constitution. I don't think that there's a realistic chance that Trump can change that. But CNN highlighted a new poll showing the black and Latino growing support for Donald Trump. This is in a conversation with the Democratic leader of the House of Representatives, Hakeem Jeffries. Listen.
I want to show you this New York Times Siena College poll that found that both black and Hispanic voters say that Donald Trump's policies have helped them more than Joe Biden's policies by pretty wide margins, especially when you look at Hispanic voters. Is that alarming to you? That nothing that the Biden campaign has said or done to this point has brought that at least closer than it is right now in this polling.
The Biden administration has an incredible track record of support and making sure that it is working at all times to build an economy from the middle out and the bottom up as opposed to the top down.
And that's all he can say is that the that the Biden administration has been working with great dedication. This is something that deserves more attention because this is a change not only in terms of the direction of this election that is coming up in November, but in terms of the whole future of the Democratic and the Republican Party, because the Democrats have depended so heavily on overwhelming support from blacks and Latinos. Meanwhile, tomorrow there's a new Ghostbusters film, and it's a follow-on to the last Ghostbusters film, which was called Ghostbusters Afterlife. That actually came out in 2021. And the one that's released tomorrow, I'll give you a hint, it's better. Listen to the review on Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town in Oklahoma to reclaim the spooky legacy of their mysterious grandfather. But what they really discover is Ghostbusters Afterlife, now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
I found this in my living room.
Killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap.
Well, this crew are going to have a very tough time replicating the success of the original film from 1984. There's no real plot, just a lot of confusing mumbo-jumbo about Sumerian gods and goddesses emerging from a mysterious mountain to take over the world, while our teenage heroes try to use antique machines to stop them. Like the prior attempts to provide a Ghostbusters sequel, this one falls flat. It's rated PG-13 and partially answers the question, who you gonna call? Not this ill-considered sequel. 2 stars for Ghostbusters Afterlife. And next time on the Michael Medved Show, we will talk about the idea of warning people about what seem to be non-existent desires to steal the election and plans to steal the election. Does that end up discouraging participation by Trump loyalists? We will get to that. We will be talking to economist Jerry Bowyer about the future of the economy. Is it actually looking like it is going well enough with another big day on Wall Street today so that finally the American people would get the message? Maybe things aren't all headed in the wrong direction. And then also, is loneliness worse for health than obesity or alcoholism or even smoking 15 cigarettes a day? There's new research that says that it may be. So what do you do about healing that loneliness? And then there is more on the shape of the U.S. Senate and the extremely pressing and growing likelihood that Republicans will take control. What does that mean in terms of actually keeping the government open past Friday night? We will cover that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.